Morning, everyone. This meeting of the Rules Committee is called to order. I will note for the record, there is a quorum present, and first order of business is approving the minutes for Tuesday, May 9th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are adopted. We have three orders of business members today. The first is House Concurrent Resolution Number 5. Since the legislative session is considered to extend for both years, we need to make sure that we are essentially waiving our requirement to meet every 3 days. And so this would set the date of adjournment and the date of reconvening for next year. Date of adjournment is set in this resolution as May 18th, and the date of reconvening is set as Monday, February 12th, 2024. So I will move that House Concurrent Resolution Number 5 be recommended to the House of Representatives for adoption. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The resolution is adopted. Next, we have two policies, policy and resolution that we're going to walk through. So if we could have Ms. Jewett for the first policy, I believe. And that we are looking at the 2020-3 P8 policy and license reimbursement.
Mr. Chair, members, Barb Jewell, Controller for the House of Representatives. Before you is a new policy, policy P8, that would allow the House to reimburse staff who are required to have a professional license as part of their job duty to be reimbursed for that cost of renewal if it is approved by the department director as necessary to be performing their job.
Any discussion to the policy? Seeing Representative
Just a quick Corks. Question, Mr. Chair. Has this been a policy in the past?
Ms. Jewell.
Mr. Chair, members, not in my past 5 years. I don't know if it's been one in the past prior to that.
Mr. McCormick.
Mr. Chair, members, there used to be reimbursement for professional licenses, but this would be over 30 years ago.
So I think the intent is this is when it is necessary for employment here to be able to help take care of those licenses. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you give us an example? Is it like a law license or what the average cost of those are?
Ms. Jewett.
Mr. Chair, Representative Robbins, yes, a law license would be my understanding a renewal that is $250. We have a CPA required for a CPA license for one of my positions, and we may have an electrician. I'm not sure.
Any further discussion? Representative Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as a lawyer, I can just say how important it is. You need to have that license. And if it's a required part of your job, we all know how what a great job our nonpartisan staff does for us. I think many of them are lawyers. There may be others on the staff who are lawyers, too. And I'm actually, frankly, shocked that this hasn't been something that's ongoing in past years. And I'm really glad we're doing it this year. Thank you.
Absolutely. Any further discussion? Seeing none, I move that 2023 P8 policy and license reimbursement be adopted. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The policy is adopted. And our last order of business is the 2023 R8E, the resolution on remote work policy. Kelly Knight, if you could please present the resolution.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm Kelly Knight, the Director of HR for the House. Before you have some changes to a previously adopted resolution on remote work. The changes before you are on page 1, line 14. We have set a date when interim remote work can begin, and that is June 1st. And then on line 16, it indicates that staff will return to fully in-person work January 2nd of 2024. In addition, on line 25, we are adding an additional remote date, and that is Friday. So staff will have the ability to work Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays remotely with their supervisor's approval. On page 2, line 7, Originally, this entire policy was scheduled to sunset prior to the start of the 2024 annual session. However, we are requesting this change that only paragraphs 1 through 4 sunset. What this would keep is the ability for supervisors and myself to approve remote work in exigent circumstances for family or safety, and we have done that this session, and it has worked remarkably well. So we are asking to keep it.
And it's my understanding, Ms. Knight, that we are aligning with the Senate in both the dates and the days of the week for remote policy. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair and members, yes, the Senate has gone to 3 days a week.
Any discussion? Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Ms. Knight. I had heard that the Senate went to a remote work policy where the staff in question can choose their 3 days, or they also prescribe which days they may choose to work remotely.
Representative Jordan, I think that is true. I think that for the purposes of the House office building and our particular safety constraints, we do need more people in on particular days, and so that is why we have that policy. That's a good clarification.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, I move that 2023 R8 resolution on House work policy be adopted. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Policy is adopted. That is our business, members, and so we are adjourned.